couple months off the meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to start?
Sure, we need to talk about it.
Is anyone?
Should we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Don't be that angry.
No, you don't.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
Okay, sounds like you've browsed.
Okay, well, I've got a browser now, which, oops, not really wrong. Good stuff. Oh, I hit my spot. It's also a good spot. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, we've got a browser with, which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player. And that's, I think the search works as well, so you pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want to pop up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so you click on the button and then it opens right where that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that, what you're saying.
The
right?
Left
click. The left click like, highlights it.
Right.
So that you can, I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have a left click for one thing and double click for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, well, we can't get that one.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and then you can click on the speaker characterization that pops in there.
What else could we have in there?
That's a good point.
I don't know. I just said right click on you.
I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click
doesn't
do anything, is it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it would
probably
be
so
a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just start bringing up stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just start showing the same sort of video throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the button.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now, what happens then?
Well, no,
worry.
You still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menu's pop up there. Well, yeah, it's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more
already
approved, isn't it? It's got a button.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, it's more intuitive.
But it's not as accessible. Like, if you want to add more things in the future, then you're probably buttons. I don't know, where's the menu?
Yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what would you? Part of the menu that comes down and says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah, so when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I don't know.
I guess so.
I mean, it's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. as Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
Involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, they maybe tie that in with dialogue ethics or something as well, and speaker characterization thing into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what does it help the browser? Or what can it give us?
What do you mean the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get that's in that topic.
Yeah,
and
I mean that's still
that
another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet. You know,
no.
Doesn't even pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on the user.
With the speaker characterization, that's what we're crossing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So should we try to do a right click menu again?
Yeah. All right. Well,
is that just from the main? Is that from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click for these various things?
Yes. Wait, yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window, you want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way, do it right click as well.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so this stuff is for
consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click.
Actually, yeah, but another common thing, like we have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, and that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default view. So it will be like all the pieces of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up from particular instances of that topic. And like interesting to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the other one.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able to
Might come to us.
What was that? The comments then? Do you mean
like we have the right click menu,
menu,
right click. But instead of like have a default double click. So
so
it'll be a choice from
the
menu.
The most common use double click.
Like show the speaker characterization.
But then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Sometimes
you get back to the
thing.
Don't
wait. It's not
the especially
if you
have a touchpad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check what it does on the double click at the moment. Another thing. Single audio files. Do we want to use them? Or?
We don't know yet. Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. The single channel files. Do we want them? I mean.
Probably not, but we might need them for distances. If we
can.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
But
I mean, we might use them while
moment, no,
to work with them. But do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can?
We might want to be able to say, "Oh, just give me what that person's saying."
Do you though?
No.
I mean, it's not
going to
make much sense if you
don't
listen to it.
Unless you can't hear it probably or something. Someone's talking over somebody else or something. We'll just say no for now and put it in there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
because otherwise it will, the it will increase in amount of data and make a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you've mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility we need to have.
That's
what
I feel. I mean, I'm very much, I don't want to have everything customizable.
Hmm.
Well,
the thing is, typically though, is someone can have five windows open at the same time, probably not.
Probably not, two or three, or whatever. It depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
no,
have
I think
that.
It's fine.
But, well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription and the summary.
So like have a tab there?
Yeah. Tab summary.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Does anybody know how to do that?
You
probably can.
I'm sure.
But
I'm sure you
can
do anything.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple job in learning sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I can have a look.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know.
But yeah, that might be
changed to.
Contents
of the same window, like
yeah,
from
yeah.
the transcription to
somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or even just have buttons on, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar of that
window.
Hmm. Just something.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
looking
there,
it doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No,
yeah.
no, it
yeah.
could be
like
yeah.
transcription
summary.
Yeah.
Like just
and
you just
yeah.
press on.
Or check marks even have
yeah. two or that would reduce the number of windows. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. Really, Photoshop's got loads, and you're always good forever going, oh, get out of the way, there's all this stuff.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows, or Linux, you have a lot of windows open.
Mm-hmm.
To manage them.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Unless, I suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah, like a lot of these can be. Like once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the different disfluencies.
Yeah, that's
how
true.
These, yeah, how about sort of using the same window and stuff?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window.
And probably
yeah.
mutually.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window.
Yeah, well, I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies and summaries. Yeah, do you want to do that? That makes sense. Yeah, 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 sounds good. And finally,
the prototype. What kind of prototype could you produce?
In February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go to the lab and I say, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot.
I guess it is, I mean, just to try and I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah,
so
that's
we
what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that one.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so see the integration works. So between the.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I guess that's what we need to do.
I think that's kind of what you meant as well.
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff while it was just
being. Oh, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down, so.
Yeah.
Mm.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the Google stuff? stuff that you've done there? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory? Like, if we're going to just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's?
I think you can.
We can, well, readable then anyway.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we can know the directory to get in there.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can try.
I think by default they are.
No, they're not well readable.
Oh, darn.
They're only felt when only you can read them.
Oh, right.
You can see them, but from the.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email to, okay, yeah.
Well, it's not difficult.
What's your number?
Okay.
In all the emails.
Yeah.
You don't have one.
No, oh four.
Okay.
Oh four, 555, 60.
Say that again, oh four.
Oh four, 555, 60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder in NL60. And it's called the M browser.
The M browser?
Yes.
Or
M for meeting.
Have you never had to look in my directory? It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely honest. I've got folders everything, I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me then. Someone else want to talk about this stuff?
Final job of mine.
Can tell you what I'm having next with you. Oh, I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use. Sort of.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching
stuff. Yeah.
Number of files stuff.
Found a tutorial, but inverted search indexing. But
so you could probably just use that code. Like, that was behind the question she asked him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
It is in code and stuff, and just like,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much there, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked
yeah.
at it,
oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
but I found some code for, like,
oh,
from
yeah.
a tutorial about
oh, yeah.
indexing.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery put it around the material.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll probably still do some more file management.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
This is a mess as well, yeah.
yeah.
But the basics is okay. Yeah,
yeah, that's
handy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when, well, I mean, we talked about this with the file, that's not with files. I mean, how much do they actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
yeah.
I have to convert it to some sort of format.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you writing
it
in Java?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure I'm making a made of it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point they had, that, like, collaborating with
yeah.
file things, I mean, if you already started on
yeah, yeah.
stuff,
absolutely.
We can
should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we could do, I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, more. Maybe.
Next week,
yeah. So you're still.
Actually, we haven't done anything this week because this week's been bad.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's maybe 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week. the week as it is rather than the proper week, you know. It's getting a little bit bad at the last quarter.
Well, you're an SPL, you're an SP2, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week. Which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah, it was.
I was just sitting and thinking about it for a bit. Yeah, but that's been, I think, cool.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, I was thinking that we can probably start attacking this seriously. And just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it's like, well, it's good. That is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, you know, they don't say, look in that and that folder, but
yeah.
Search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, we could say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does go down quite quickly.
But, you know, but what is it like a window where you have to write it? Search query, or is it just what's behind it?
No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, you know, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, just whatever, find everything that's got that.
So. I don't know if you looked at the search query language, but it's like a $a text.
Because that's the because of variable, isn't it?
Yeah. And then because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words and text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
When you like, is there a open thingy or whatever? Like, what did you do to like? How did you figure out that it's used in the search?
Well, it's in the code. Just that it, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it?
Just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out.
Which is going through, I was just thinking about
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I'm dead throwing out because they're all finishing out.
Just in case.
Yes. So they're all in there still. A lot of rubbish.
Commenting it out 1 minute at a time, putting it So basically, we've got to kind of do some work. The answer to that, isn't it? The running stream.
Weekend is still 4 days off.
I'm still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I should have hours.
Well, since you've played me more to explore any other. How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing you want? No.
Who wants to?
Well, I'll do that.
This can be changed.
Shall I do that?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or, yeah.
If you want to, it's just, yeah, play around with some extra stuff, that's your time.
I shouldn't be doing that.
So what courses should I have picked? I'm not doing any work.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing communications, of which we have one exercise and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that the informatics course?
Yeah, it's a
Oh, like digital.
Nine courses, one or ten or something.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems. Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background meetings.
Is that about it then? Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, we'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so kind of after the NLG or something, and maybe just have a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
we
can
always
decide.
Decide then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're gonna do the search. The search.
Sure,
yeah.
Couldn't be that, right? It'll be still a limited version of the next query. Won't be the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually it wasn't just down on that, so this was
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because otherwise, you know,
yeah, we'll get behind schedule, you know, pretty quick, like you said. Actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype specifically? I think.
Well, you decide. I'm not feeling much about prototypes. The primary support is June 23rd of February.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
issue.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
You know, the report's something to show.
So
my old deadlines.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, isn't that pretty much what you
no.
need on, or was it?
Oh, that's that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted.
Oh, okay.
That does not exist. Must have done though,
isn't
it? It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google online. Screenshot of Google.
Ooh. Nice. Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we're going to be able to search for.
So,
do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then, then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include? That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Just
no.
Like the basics.
No, already what?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like all unseen your code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done and just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
a search you sort of
yeah.
yeah.
Or the other class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well, here's you know,
yeah.
everything's basic.
Yeah,
so
you
can
do that.
Just,
yeah.
yeah, just
show
jump
you
right in.
The code.
Next
yeah.
week as well.
In the morning.
Well, this time I'm the tape.
Well, the thing is, you know, yeah, something like that could happen in town because, you know, like my schedule is like class, break, class, break, class.
Yeah,
sort of
I've
thought
about it saying
so, yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I
something
mean,
like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off.
Yeah,
pick
your time.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Monday might be good.
Yeah, what?
Monday.
46?
Yeah,
yeah,
this
morning.
Just
anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, yeah, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
It's possible.
Was what time today? I'll do 4.
It's 4, yeah.
Well, actually,
yeah.
I'll do it after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
3 is good, but we have 4.
Or 3:30. I'm just yeah.
Well,
yeah.
About
necessarily. Necessarily.
3:30 in the computer room in here.
Maybe
you
just
can't
just get in there though.
If you can you get in the front door? Oh, you haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get?
We can get in through the
computer room in here. The NSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
Well, if you find me, I'll show you. I'll let us all
you
in there.
We
can look
now afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it, though. That's the
okay.
Lock the wall, but
just
yeah, something else.
I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into it.
Into what?
The computer.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only got scraps, only got like 4 or 5 computers. It would do quite a bit for us, because you can also, it's not very like 1 million people.
Is there a printer in there too?
Yes. And it's a photocopy. With the
really?
Code on it. Yeah.
It's
cool,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you
I'm just
going to put up your assignment.
Sorry, my computer.
Yeah, all the comments I'm getting.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah, that's
well,
true. So
yeah,
then
have
yeah.
half an hour and then we'll
yeah.
make sure we
yeah. Okay.
As long as the analogy doesn't go weak.
Hopefully it's not that man, so it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Sounds like
it's raining next week. It shouldn't be. Is it
really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Next week. This week, 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading though.
We have one class at least, don't we?
That's
like speech perception, we don't have any lectures, but I think we have like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
not
a point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I think
one, a couple classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure
it was
bizarre. Yeah.
You know,
I think the algebra did have
yeah.
More of
top. It was up to the professor. I don't feel like I think
one.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL. No problem.
Yeah, we will probably have
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's meet
Monday.
Yeah. I guess. Hmm? That's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone want to like take care of this or should I take care of it?
Oh, we'll trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was something. Well, I think you basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it. Can we do that?
Do you really want multiple windows in a single line?
In a single line.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you come to sleep, I think some of those stuff.
Yeah, exactly, just really fun as well. Whether you wanna do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. That's fine, cool.
And then we have 7% of the course, maybe?
So we need to be able to play box, right?
If you're okay with having me.
Sign off.
Should we turn these off or what?
They're done now.